Well, do you remember your grade 7 science projects creating miniature volcanoes with exploding bicarbonate of soda reactions and the likes? Well, Caroline Rule's 7th grade project involved treating her diabetic dog's condition with rooibos. You might have heard about the good effects that rooibos has for diabetic patients, but Caroline's experiment has shown some positive effects for diabetes in dogs. She joins us now on the line with a mother on as well to hold her hand through the conversation. Zaira is on the line, Zaria Rule, grade 7 pupil at Cornwall Hill College. Zaria, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. Tell us about the project and how you came up with it.
Okay, well, we actually heard a lady on the radio, and she said that she was giving her dog green, while she was giving herself rooibos tea because she had diabetes. And we thought it might work for dogs because the insulin is very expensive. And we did some more research and found that green rooibos tea would help more. So we decided to try it on our dog.
So what would happen, Zaira? Would you boil some water, infuse the green rooibos tea and then give it to your dog to eat up?
Yeah, we would make a normal cup of tea, green rooibos tea, without any milk or sugar. And then we'd dilute it into a drinking water.
And your dog loves that rooibos?
Yes, she does.
All right. Now, we know diabetes and how it shows itself in human beings. How does diabetes in dogs show itself?
Okay, well, they go blind and they lack a lot of energy and they actually start to drink a lot more water. And people would think they get fatter, but they actually start to get thinner.
All right. And had you, I suppose, found out quite early on that your dog has diabetes?
Yeah. Well, we found out 2 years ago. So she had diabetes for about a year before we did the project.
All right. And you've gone back to obviously get her tested and get just to confirm that the rooibos has, in fact, helped your dog.
Yes, we did a test before it to see where her blood sugar level was during the testing, and then also a blood test afterwards.
So when you go back to your teacher and say to your teacher, this is the project that I want to do, was she at all concerned about the success of it at the end of the project, or was she encouraging you and saying, go on, Zaira, you can do this?
Well, she was just, because you see, we're not really supposed to do them on animals, so she was quite impressed almost, but she wasn't concerned, but she wasn't encouraging me either to continue with it.
All right. And how long did it take before you started seeing the results of the rooibos on the dog?
It actually took, because we did it over a month, and the first 2 weeks we didn't see as much, so it took about a month.
And did your mommy help you with some of the research?
Yes, she did. She helped me get Jessie to the vet and take the blood test, and she also helped me give her the tea and that.
Yeah. So what project are you working on now, Zaria?
Actually, this year I did something with hockey balls.
What did you do with hockey balls?
I made glow-in-the-dark hockey balls.
Which is what?
So we took a hockey ball and we put a light inside it, and then we painted it with glow-in-the-dark paint.
And then you switched off the light and you could see the hockey balls and you played with them.
Yeah.
Amazing. And what made you think of that project for this year?
Well, when we play hockey at night, we always, on Sundays, we go and play hockey with our friends at school. But when it gets too dark, then you can't see the ball. So that's how we decided we should try and make a glow-in-the-dark hockey ball.
You must be, what, 12 or 13 as a grade 7 learner at Cornwall Hill College. Have you decided, Zaria, on what you want to do when you grow up?
Well, I want to work with animals. I was also thinking of being a psychologist a bit, so I thought I might try being an animal-assisted therapy. So it's a person when they go and help sick people with their dogs and their animals. So it's like psychology with animals.
We are so proud of you. Thank you very much for sharing with us your research into how green rooibos tea will help with diabetes in dogs. And thank you for coming on the radio this morning.
Thank you.
So proud of you, Zaria Rule, a grade 7 pupil at Cornwall Hill College, who for her grade 7 project decided that she wants to help her dog with the dog's diabetes. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing, I tell you. Caroline Rule must be a very proud mom this morning.